program is a special presentation from the Talking Information Center. Please enjoy the show.
And I'm just going to switch over my feed here so I can hear what's going on better. Give me one second. There we go. I am coming to you live from the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra tonight. It's their season finale at their academy in Braintree, Massachusetts. Conductor Jin Kim is getting ready to kick off tonight's performance, which will include the Stars and Stripes Forever and also some movie themes as well. It's kind of the theme of the night. And hopefully during intermission we'll have a chance to talk with the conductor of the Atlantic Symphony about the season so far and what to expect in the second half of the night. I'm John Shea. A big thank you to Billy Walker back at the radio station for manning the controls on that end of things. Anna Dunbar, our executive director, is in the lobby here at the Atlantic Symphony at their academy with the official TIC table with Starburst and Lifesavers and all kinds of information and pamphlets about the Talking Information Center. And also I want to give a big thank you to Liz Collins, our operations assistant, and the coordinator of the front desk, Julie Cockrum, our program director, Lorraine Battelli, our office assistant, and, of course, all the volunteers that make TIC possible each and every day. You can always learn more about the Talking Information Center on our website, which is ticnetwork.org. And this is just one of the many programs that we provide to keep our audience entertained and connected to the world of whatever is going on. There's a lot happening. For the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra, it's also their executive director, Karen Thompson's final show with them. She is retiring at the end of this season, so we want to wish her the best. She's been tremendously supportive of TIC and all of our mission and operation that we do. So a big thank you to Karen Thompson for making this all happen for us. It wouldn't be possible without her service. I want to say also thank you to the Dacon Corporation. They are one of the underwriters of tonight's performance, the Dacon Corporation, designers of commercial buildings. So thank you so much to them and all they do for the Talking Information Center. We met them a couple of years ago at one of the performances that we were broadcasting live. So that wouldn't be possible without them. So thank you so much to the Dacon Corporation for all the support they provide to TIC. We should be getting things underway momentarily here, again, with the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra and their conductor, Jin Kim, who should be hitting the stage momentarily. Also, I want to let you know that TIC has a brand new mobile app for Apple and Android devices, and that is available for free on the App Store for either one of those services, and you can also listen to all of TIC shows on demand through that app. I see Karen Thompson getting things ready, so we are going to the stage momentarily to kick things off for the season finale of the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra. I'm seeing her walk to the front of the stage right now.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Karen Thompson. I'm the executive director, the CEO of Atlantic Symphony Orchestra. I'm very happy to welcome you to our final concert this season, the season finale Pops concert. Thank you, as always, to our hosts, their academy, for the use of this lovely hall. And a big thanks to our supporters, our longtime supporters for this concert, Charlie and Cheryl Tufankshin from Tufankshin Family Dealerships. Thank you very much. We have the TIC network here again for this concert, broadcasting to over 30,000 listeners, and I'd love a round of applause to welcome that audience. Thank you so much. It's going to be, as always, a fantastic Pops concert. Thank you to everyone who's come out for this. We have some surprises coming. It's a big year, and you will see me later. I'm going to get off the stage very quickly so we can get right to the music with Mr. Kim and our wonderful musicians. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Great to be back. Great to see all of you here. Thank you. So, I guess it rained. I was just looking outside about an hour or so, because we've been in rehearsal since this afternoon. So, in any case, I'm glad that it looks like summer is finally coming, although these days it's been colder than not. But we're so happy that you're able to join us, and this is our first full season in a long time, and so we're very proud of the fact that we made it thus far, along with all the musicians and everybody, and certainly with all of you. We have a very exciting program tonight. You just heard one of the Rossini's monumental overtures. It's actually one of the longer ones that he's written. One that's maybe a little bit longer is a William Tell, but they're about the same in length. There's a saying that Rossini, when he was a very popular composer, and actually he was a very good business person as well. So he made a lot of money, and he was a very rich person as a musician and composer, which was, you know, not a synonymous thing. But he's also renowned for doing things at the last minute. And then because the Italian opera houses, they were doing a lot of these, there were just stories about how he's still writing out parts, and the concert is that night. And so, you know, it's just feverishly saying, oh, you do this, do that. And of which, overture always became apparently one of the last things. So sometimes he ran out of time. So he said, just use this overture. So he would just have some other overture and play in front of, you know, some other opera. So when the time came for the musicologists, music historians, to figure out, you know, what would be considered to be the you know, the penultimate original edition, they had a heck of a time trying to decipher that, because they would see one overture in this opera house with this title, and then this one had a different title. And then they had different orchestrations and different things, so they weren't sure exactly what to do, so they didn't quite, you know, keep track steadfastly. But, you know, nonetheless, they were able to piece things together, because even the composers that are extremely meticulous about getting things, you know, it's hard for them to, you know, for us to really, really get what would be considered to be the original part. But in any case, I believe the gentleman's name is Rosen. He was at the University of Chicago. He's probably since retired now, but he was the leading Rossini scholar, and he was able to put things together, and this just happens to be one of those wonderful, wonderful overtures. The next piece really needs no introduction, Sound of Music, both famous as a musical as well as a movie, and just wonderful music all the way through from beginning to the end. So I hope you enjoy that. And after which, I will speak a little bit more, because we have this, I call it the Scottish-Irish set. This is actually, we've done these pieces together, but not like in a row. So this is in homage to our executive director, Karen Thompson, who is of the Irish descent. And nonetheless, it's also going to be fabulous music as well. And there's some little history, some stories to tell. So I'll be back. But in the meantime, enjoy Sound of Music. Thank you.
Talking Information Center. WBBF Middleboro, WRRS Middleboro, WRRS LP Pittsfield, WLLL Londonderry, WBAO LP FL, WDJM Framingham.
Often joke with the our very first executive managing director, Nina Welford, and I don't know if she's here or not. And one of the things that she hated me telling the story every time was, "You're the longest relationship I've had outside my mother with a woman." So Karen is coming close, but you know, not quite. But anyway, so I was saying that the next piece you're going to hear, this was arranged by various people, including Haydn, I found out recently. A nice, like, little sprightly piece. The Irish tune from County Derry, that's Danny Boy. I think you guys all know that one. And the next piece, actually, is called Chicken Reel. Now, these are all arrangements of Leroy Anderson, who went to Harvard, was discovered while writing music for various Harvard groups, and then Arthur Fiedler got a hold of him and said, you know, this guy really does a very good job arranging and coming up with these, you know, weird ideas, like writing a piece about typewriters or, you know, about cats and waltzing cats and, you know, everything in between. Horse and buggy, you know, and also Sleigh Ride, right? Which I think I mentioned to you many years ago. Sleigh Ride was actually written during the summer because they had to get the recording made before the holiday season. So he wrote it in Brooklyn, I believe. Heat of the summer, like in July, and they recorded it in August or September for the holiday release. So this one, the reason I'm telling you this story is, I mean, in addition to, there are some people who kind of think he's a little bit hamming things up a little bit too much, Leroy Anderson, but I really think he's very, he orchestrates very well, arranges things very well, and ideas he has really is very sincere and just clear. Just very happy. Happy look at life, I should say. The chicken reel, basically means not a reel. Chicken reel is a dance. It's an Irish or Scottish dance, folk dance. And so why would a person write a piece about a chicken? That was one of my first things. Like, is this really true that he wrote a piece about a chicken? And of course, as expected, he uses the instruments to mimic chicken sound. Now, in addition, at the end, there's a real chicken cry. Now, this was usually done with a rubber chicken I got from Korea. And we've done this like 5 years ago once. It just happened that my daughter was given this, you know, massive, you know, ugly looking chicken that really squawked well. So I safeguarded it at home for a long time. And you know, for those of you who know, I also have a 3-year-old as well. So and then my 3-year-old was petrified of this sound. And so I hid it away. And then a few days ago, I said, okay, I know exactly where it was. And I opened the door and it wasn't there. So I'm like, where did this go? And so I knew that I have arrived as 25th year of music directorship because for the last 3 days, I've been looking for that chicken. And I failed, and to the point where last night I was thinking, there is a pig that squeaks. But I said, it doesn't sound anything like a chicken, and it certainly doesn't look like one. And then it just occurred to me, why was I doing this? Because there's a thing called YouTube. So I YouTubed chicken sound. And now you're going to hear a digitized version from YouTube without commercial. I made sure that we are not going to be bombarded with commercials. So it's going to be hooked up to a speaker. And I did ask the percussionist who has been trained immensely to push the button at the right time. It's not, that's, you know, he's much more difficult than you think. And at the end of the piece, you're going to hear the chicken do cock-a-doodle-doo. So, anyway, that will end the first half. So you can go have a drink. And we'll come back with this suite of music from Star Wars, about 20 minutes, followed by a few other pieces that we'll complete this evening. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And that concludes the first part of the night of the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra season finale. I'm John Shea, coming to you live from Thayer Academy in Braintree, Massachusetts. And we are coming back shortly with the second half. And I'm hoping to be joined shortly by conductor Jin Kim to give us a preview of what's coming up in the second half of the night. I want to say, first of all, a big thank you to the Dacon Corporation, designer of commercial buildings, for making tonight possible, for underwriting the live performances of the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra, and also to the amazing staff of the Talking Information Center. Billy Walker back at the radio station, keeping us on the air and keeping everything sounding great tonight. Also to Anna Dunbar, the executive director of the Talking Information Center. I want to say a big thank you to Julie Cockrum, TIC's program director, Liz Collins, the executive assistant and operations manager of the front desk, and Lorraine Battelli, our office assistant, the amazing staff at the Talking Information Center. We also have a brand new mobile app that you can listen to all of TIC shows on demand with. Find that for free on all of the app stores. And I'm actually, I'm seeing Karen Thompson, the executive director of the Atlantic Symphony. You want to jump on for a second here with me?
Sure.
Grab that mic. Yeah, so congratulations on another successful season.
Thank you very much. I'm always happy to talk to you,
John. Thank you so much.
Always.
So this season was obviously, it seems, really successful. In the I heard conductor Jin Kim mention it's the first full season in a long time.
It is. You know, with the pandemic.
What pandemic?
Yeah. Exactly. And we're not the only ones to go through it. But last year we had our first, it was our return season last year, but we did not have a full season with every single concert that we normally have in our schedule. We had to start later in the year. We didn't have the funding to do it all, you know, all that kind of stuff. So this is our first full, you know, full return season.
Fantastic.
We're very excited. Yeah, it's
congratulations.
Great.
Give us
Thank
the
you.
Website if people want to learn more.
The website is Atlantic, like the ocean, symphony.org, O-R-G. You can learn all about us. You can get some background on us. Although our performance season now is closing and finishing up, we will have a new one coming soon. Our first concert of the next season will be our Sunset at the Abbey at the end of August in Hingham.
Fantastic. And speaking of a season coming to a close, this is your last season.
It is my last season.
Congratulations on retirement.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Are you going to miss it?
Yes, you know,
not
it's
the
funny,
stress,
the pregnant
sure.
pots, yeah, no. Absolutely. I mean, I love working with the orchestra. It really was such a privilege. And, you know, it kind of came in at a time, we were very busy, you know.
I can imagine.
So it is time. We have a great new executive director coming in. I'm very, very excited and very proud of the orchestra for all the development it's done over the last 8 to 9 years.
Fantastic. We'll give the website again for next season if people want to
get
on board.
Please find us at www.atlanticsymphony.org.
Excellent. Karen Thompson, the current executive director of the Atlantic Symphony. Thank you so much for
your
time.
Thank you, John. Always
and best of luck with the second half tonight.
Thank you very much.
Sure thing. I am John Shea, coming to you live from the Atlantic Symphony here in Braintree, Massachusetts, Thayer Academy, and I think I'm being joined right now by conductor Jin Kim to let us know what's happening on the second half of the night here, and he's going to be joining us in just a second. I'm seeing him wrapping things up. And look who it is, Mr. 25th Year, Jin Kim, conductor of the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra. How you doing?
Okay, yeah, it's amazing how time flies, for sure. Yeah, thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here again.
So in a couple of hours, it's going to be 26 years officially. So how are you feeling tonight?
That's true, actually. You know, we've been talking about 25 so much that, you know, I guess there is such thing as the next year. So, yeah, I mean, it's just been a wonderful run, and I'm looking forward to capping everything up tonight with this incredible concert.
So we just wrapped up the first half of the night. We heard some great selections from The Sound of Music and some other movie themes. Movies are kind of the theme of the night here. So talk about what's coming up in the second half.
Yeah, actually, so we did the like opera theme, and we did the Broadway, and of course, there's a movie with The Sound of Music, you know, just as popular or as famous. And you just heard some pieces, very eclectic but fun pieces by American composer Leroy Anderson, who actually is from the Boston area, went to Harvard. And now you're going to hear the Star Wars suite from, you know, the more than a trilogy now, right? The whole cycle, and this is with John Williams. And for those of you, I mean, you know John Williams probably because he's a household name as a film composer, but not only has he written, you know, works for the music for things like Harry Potter, Star Wars, and
obviously he's worked with Steven Spielberg,
and E.T. and all this. One of the things, you know, probably the most memorable thing that he wrote was the Jaws theme as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, the bass, you know, do-do-do-do, that part of it. So it should be really just an amazing performance of that. And it will be followed by two pieces by Strauss Sr., the father, and Jr., the son.
Fantastic. Getting ready for next season already, where can people go to get information on the Atlantic Symphony and start getting ready for the next upcoming season?
As always, atlanticsymphony.org is the place to be.
And we are getting ready to begin the second half of the evening here with the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra. I'm John Shea, coming to you live from Thayer Academy in Braintree, Massachusetts. On the Talking Information Center. We'll get things started here in just a moment.
The following program is a special presentation from the Talking Information Center. Please enjoy the show.
And again, we are coming to you live from Thayer Academy in Braintree, Massachusetts. It's the season finale of the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra. Conductor Jin Kim should be hitting the stage in just a matter of moments to kick off the second part of the night. Here we go.
Thank you.
This is the Talking Information Center. WVDF Middleborough, WRRS Middleborough, WRSLP Pittsfield, WLLO Londonderry, WVALLP Athol, WDJN Framingham.
Again, we are coming to you live from Thayer Academy in Braintree, Massachusetts, bringing you the season finale of the Atlantic Symphony Orchestra. Here's conductor Jin Kim.
That was the first time I did that in 25 years, actually. First time that actually the microphone went dead on me, and then now I forgot the microphone. The reason being, I was multitasking now because there's just something, and it's just like.
Epic Rain. Say, you on Epic Rain, Jerry, is that
you? This is why you shouldn't have the YouTube on. So, anyway, it just kind of ruined the whole purpose. But, you know, the rooster thing, I don't know about you, but did you hear it clearly? Because I did. Did you? Well, actually, you know, I didn't hear it. It needs to be clear, so I just wanted to share it with all of you. So it's just like going to the bathroom and not washing your hands. So here it is. So now is the time for you to have said that you have performed as a percussionist in the orchestra. Actually, you should phrase it honestly, with the orchestra, because we're going to do the Radetzky March, so we're doing that instead of the perpetual movement that backwards that we just talked about. So we're going to do Radetzky first, and for those of you who are returning audience members, you know that we clap with this. We do this during our December holiday concert as well, but there's a slight bit of we just want to make sure everything is thinking, so I want to make sure that I'm sure we all know how to clap, I just want to make sure it's one thing to clap, you know, we're clapping in the hundreds. So let's just give it a try. I'll give you two beats, and then you guys can clap four times. Okay, ready? Four times. Ready? Three, four. Okay, all right. So, once again. So two beats, you know, so you don't want to be ready. Okay, ready? Three, four. Okay, now try this tempo. Three, four. Slow. Three, four. Okay, okay, so I'll tell you, when I turn, conduct you, you'll see. Okay, and that's what I do. So I show when to clap and when not to.
And that concludes our broadcast for the evening. I'm John Shea, coming to you live from Thayer Academy in Braintree, Massachusetts. It appears we have lost our audio feed here, so we're just going to wrap things up here from Thayer Academy. A big thank you to the Dacon Corporation, our designers of commercial buildings. And I'm going to send things back to the radio station, to our programming already in progress. And thank you so much to Billy Walker back at the station, Julie Cockham, our program director, Lorraine Battelli, the office coordinator. We have Liz Collins, the front desk coordinator, and the office, the executive assistant, and to Lorraine Battelli and everybody else at TIC. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm going to send things back to the station now. Billy, take it away. It's all yours.